Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. This is our 246th episode, slowly inching our way up to the magic number of 250. I'm not sure what happens at 250, but I'm sure something exciting will happen, and I'm looking forward to getting to that milestone and breaking out a really good bottle of scotch to celebrate actually making it for 250 consecutive Mondays to post my podcast. And I appreciate you tuning in to listening, whether you've listened to one or all 250. So thanks for doing that. You should also celebrate with a good drink when we hit episode 250. I've been thinking a little bit about a question. It's kind of a conversation. It's just something that's kind of muddled around off and on for several months now. I've kind of had this thought and conversation coming up more and more. And it kind of revolves around what's the hardest thing to photograph. And I think everybody's got something that they would consider the hardest thing to photograph. I've heard food photographers talk about it being greasy food or flat food that lacks dimension. I've heard portrait photographers talk about it. Certain locations and certain types of light make it more challenging to photograph. I've heard landscape photographers talk about how trying to find something unique in a landscape that people photograph all the time or a location people photograph all the time. And I think, you know, for a lot of us, the approach we take, the ideas we have in terms of what is the hardest thing to photograph, obviously vary from photographer to photographer. And I think if we think about breaking photographs down into kind of core subject matter, we have photographs that are about place or a space or a location. We have photographs that are about the actual objects within the space or the relationships in the space. Maybe they're an equivalent or in a metaphor for something else. Maybe they're a sense of self-identity, a sense of self-worth. There's so many things that can be created and put into the photograph, regardless of the actual subject matter and subject of the photograph. Those things that lay behind the onion layers as we peel them back that really say what the photograph is about. Because I do think for photographs that become interesting, photographs that become compelling, there is a certain sense of self-identity that's in there. And they do say something more than just the documented recording of the place. And I think that's one of the things that makes photographs unique. It's why I think we allows us to stand side by side and make two completely different photographs, because we do have that different sense and scene in the world. Also, I think when we come to the hardest photograph, I think people think about a lot of times the technical aspect of the photography and the thing they don't understand technically about making the photograph. So I hear people oftentimes say, well, I just don't understand studio lighting, or I don't understand the settings on my camera, or I don't quite get this or that about making the photograph. And it's technical in its approach. And I think if we really start to come down to thinking more and more about what is the hardest thing to photograph, it's not really going to fall back in on a technical thing, because that's an easily solvable problem. But there's enough information on the internet. There's enough books. There's enough things written about photography that you could get yourself in the ballpark to get past that difficult hurdle. It may not be cheap. It may not be easy, but I think we could find some way to change a certain style of light, a certain temperature of color, all those different things. We could get ourselves in the right position, rent a helicopter, whatever we need to do to actually solve some of those more technical things. But I think the hardest thing to photograph ultimately comes down to the thing that we fear the most. That there is something inside of us that we fear, and not necessarily the monsters under the bed or things like that, but the things within us that we fear or we feel like is such a risk to take that to actually make the photograph becomes a challenge. It's one of the things I hear over and over again as people start to talk about, I don't understand how people can make photographs of people like on the street. Like, how do you just walk up to somebody and ask if you can make their photograph? I would fear, you know, what would happen if I did that? Well, what's going to happen is the person's either going to say yes, or they're going to say no. They may say no in an uncomfortable, odd sort of way, but you're either going to get to make that photograph or not get to make that photograph. But that fear of rejection, that fear of being told no, is the hardest part of that photograph. The putting yourself out there to say, I want to do this. I'd like to make this photograph with you. I'd like to share in the experience of creating a photograph together to mark the moment, to mark the persona, the person, their position in the environment. That becomes the challenge. That becomes the hard part. It's that fear of what happens if they say no to me, and how do I then internalize that message of them saying no? When you talk to street photographers who do street portraiture, one of the things they'll tell you is that they're told no all the time, and they just let that go and they move on to the next person. They move on to the next subject. They find somebody else who will say yes to make the photograph. They don't internalize and get stuck on and fixate on that negative response. And I think for a lot of us, if we can get to that mindset in our photography, if we can take that approach to our photographs, we can put ourselves in a much bigger position, in a much stronger position to be able to move forward to take and create amazing photographs. I think it's the same thing in the landscape. You know, the hardest part of that photograph is making that photograph your own. And I think for a lot of us, when we get going and we're starting to figure that out, we kind of end up with not necessarily a cliche photograph, but what I like to think of as a gimmicky photograph. We try to strange camera lens. We try to really weird angle. We try to do something fancy with the exposure, with the processing. And we relied on this kind of oddity of the approach to define the work, to say that the work is interesting. When really the fear is we stand there in front of a classic landscape. You stand in front of the Half Dome. You stand in front of something at Yellowstone. You stand in front of the Louvre in Paris and you want to make a cool photograph of the plaza. That somehow you've got to make something that says who you are and the uniqueness of who you are in a way that doesn't look like everything else. And part of that fear is that we're not able to do that, that we can't find the uniqueness within ourselves to express the photograph and have the photograph express who we are in a unique way. Because of that, we fall back on what's easy, what's obvious, and we can miss a great opportunity to build a photograph, to make a photograph that truly is unique to who we are. Extending that out even further, I think there's also a point at which we have to take the risk of really expressing and developing and creating that voice, vision, style, signature, appeal of who we are that says this is actually ultimately who I am. And we have to be comfortable with the direction that goes. And maybe in photography, it ends up being double exposures or compositing, or it ends up being a strange method you had never thought of before. It's combining historical photographs with new photographs. You end up going in a direction you hadn't conceived of when you initially picked up the camera. And that idea that there's something out there that is a completely different approach, a different way of thinking about how we create the photograph, can be scary because it sits in the realm of the unknown. And we're forcing ourselves to take those steps into a space we haven't been before. And in a lot of ways, that's where creativity lives. That's where our ability to abstract into something new, to see in a unique way, to experience in a unique way, is the payoff for that. But it requires us to take that risk, to take that step, to embrace that difference. And in and along the way there comes up things like failure and acceptance and, you know, worthiness of the ability to create the work. But as we've talked so many times on this podcast, the work in itself is the reward. The work in itself is the creative act that gives us the lift and the push to keep doing what we're doing and do the things we love. And so when we come back to that question of what is the photograph about? Is it space, place, identity, metaphor, all those things that a photograph could be about? We get clarity on our purpose and intention of the work we're creating. And so in a lot of ways, the hardest thing to photograph is the thing that requires us to be the most open and vulnerable and to accept that whatever we feel is our shortcomings are not enough of a reason to create. That desire to think, wow, I would love to do that, but I'm just whatever that is, afraid, scared, nervous. What if they say no? What if they say yes? All of those elements, letting that go makes it easier the second time, makes it easier the third time and the fourth time. But the hardest thing to do is to take that initial step. It's to say that in the face of whatever I fear, whatever my anxiety is, whatever I'm worried about, that I'm willing to put that aside, push that down, and still take the step forward. I watch so many people, and I watch myself do this. For years, I photographed doorways. And ultimately, I was asked, why aren't you doing portrait work? You're photographing portraits of doorways. And I was like, well, I don't have to worry about a doorway saying no. You know, I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to build the relationship with the person. I don't have to have the conversation with a person. You know, as somebody who's not necessarily going to be the life of the party, that extension outward and that much more extroverted act was a bigger challenge, is a bigger challenge. But yet the reward when I do that is so much greater. So facing that fear, facing that challenge to step up to make that photograph is something that does provide an interesting outcome. And it does make what was the hardest thing to photograph become that much easier with each step. And there'll always be a new challenge. There'll always be a new hardest thing in photography. There'll always be a new hardest thing in the creation of anything. But to work through that and build through that, I think will ultimately pay out high rewards. So as you think about your own creative process, your own photography, and those things that are just really hard, and like I said, not the hard things of, oh, I don't understand lighting, but the hard things about really, what aren't you photographing because it's too difficult on a personal level, an emotional level, a spiritual level, and what could it look like if you took the step to at least start down that path, to at least explore what that looks like. And even if it's in a very private, personal way, and you're doing a still life at your house on the table to start that conversation, whatever that looks like, I think you might find that by embracing the fact that it is hard, you end up in a much better place. I hope you have a great week. I hope you get a chance to get out and do something amazing this week, whatever it is. Find a chance to also spend some time with family and friends and tell them that they're important and spend time with loved ones, because you never know what could be around the corner in life, and you want to make sure that you've celebrated all of these great moments of your life with others. And if you're wondering what to do for family and friends as we approach into the holiday season, don't forget you're a photographer and giving away photographs is a great way to celebrate that. So don't forget, you can also find us up on iTunes, Spotify, all the places podcasts are found. And so if you're changing platforms, don't hesitate to continue to listen to the podcast. And if you have any topics you want to hear, don't hesitate to reach out. I would love to talk about a topic if there's something you're interested in. And thanks for listening. I really do appreciate it, and have a great week.